talking about hydraulic fucking. So queer political performance work, Hydraulic Fucking, invites you to examine the ongoing destruction of our Earth. Uolare artist Sharon Frost's exploration of the climate crisis further highlights the parallels between land and sexual content. So this innovative work is showcasing as part of 3x3x2 Festival of New Works at PACT Center for Emerging Artists. So Sharon Frost, along with two other artists, is partaking in a two-year residency for early career performance artists, and those three shows are all showing at the festival, which is happening next Saturday night. But here to tell us a little bit more about her work is Sharon. Good morning, Sharon.
Hey, how are you?
Good, thank you. Thanks for joining us on the show this morning.
Thanks.
No problem. So I think a good place to start is with the title of the work, Hydraulic Fucking. What does that all mean, and how does that kind of portray the work?
So Hydraulic Fucking is actually just like a little take on the actual term for fracking. So fracking is hydraulic fracturing. And then I was like looking at it, researching it a little bit more, and started to realize just like the general notion of fracking in general just kind of looks like the art of fucking in a way. So took it from fracking, moved it into fucking, and then somehow made this intertwining little sex bop that's about the earth.
I'm so interested in this nexus between sex and the earth. Is that something that you've been like hoping to explore for a while, or did that come about through a process?
It actually just came about like, through my research. I was like really looking into fracking, the whole process of fracking, everything down to like the chemicals that they use in the like the water that they blast through the earth. I was like, wow, this is so weird. This is just like this giant dick that ejaculates into the earth and like splits the mum open and just grabs out this natural gas. And I was like, this is wild. Like, how did it come from like just a simple task of extracting a fossil fuel and then move that into like a sexual reference? And then it just started to feel like really bad sex. And I was like, oh, wow, okay, cool.
It all makes sense now.
Yeah, what if these people are literally just having sex with Mother Earth in a weird, fucked up way?
So can you set the scene for us a little bit? Where does the work actually take, where is it set, and kind of, is there a main protagonist? Is there a narrative? Yeah, what's going on?
There's no real narrative. I guess as an audience member, you're kind of sitting in this dingy little basement vibe, where this guy that I play sets up his own little home porno, starts making a porno about fracking because he works as a fracker, and it's just like his hypersexualized love for the art of drilling the earth, and just he kind of just has this little moment by himself in his little basement where he makes this little home video kind of scenario. And then, he, like, runs off, just leaves it there. And then Mother Earth starts to seep through unknowingly and then starts talking through all of his devices. And then she kind of makes a big old appearance at the end, and she's like, welcome to my little disco inferno, because I'm sick of your shit. So, it's kind of like her fighting back against this guy and his creepy little love for fracking, and also, like, just a throwback to all the companies to kind of hold them accountable for what they're doing right now. And it's kind of like, what if Mother Earth had a voice? What would she say back to that? And similar is like, I didn't really pinpoint a spot that it is, but I guess it's really his dingy little basement homemade video section.
And do you play all the characters, or is there multiple people in the show?
No, it's just me.
Wow, so you play Mother Earth and, like, a really bad dude as well?
Yeah, so I play this gross worker guy who we named Johnny.
Classic name.
I play him, this, like, really creepy man. And then I play Mother Earth, which is similar to the photo that you guys posted with the blue paint into the big earth on top of my head. So then Mother Earth, like, comes spinning out of space and starts talking to you, but then Mother Earth also then comes back as like this domination hot baby. I mean, I don't know if it's read like that, but that's the goal, right?
Is there kind of like a bit of a power play between masculinity at all and femininity, or not so much?
Yeah, totally. Like there's, I guess, playing this like gross and macho man. He's like trying to encapsulate that into like me, just being a woman. It's quite interesting, like having to play into that masculinity and his idea of sex and like trying to channel his life into a character. So we'll just like, I've just had to make up a background for him because he doesn't actually say anything through the whole show. In his section, he just performs this sex act. So I'm
that's interesting, like, that he's been silenced, kind of, which is, I guess, contrary to, I don't know, real life in many ways.
Yeah, totally. Like, I was imagining what it would be like to be a man on these fucking sites and having a bunch of other, like, this big masculine energy around you, because I've been watching a lot of videos on the fracking process and just the kind of men that make the fracking process happen. I was like, oh man, imagine like all of that being around you at one time and you're all just metaphorically having sex with the earth in a weird way. What does this do? So I was like, wow, he's like very concentrated on his job. So I'm just like, he doesn't have a voice, he just does his thing. And this is just his daily routine. Like, he doesn't question it at all. So there's no, yeah, he doesn't question it. But then Mother Earth has his, well, I'm losing my voice. So Mother Earth has this resonant voice. But, yeah, she's just like speaking out. So she's got a speaking platform, but he's very much silent in what he does. But I guess it's like a nice little like reversal moment between. Yeah.
So obviously the show sounds wild. How are you hoping audiences respond and kind of what would you like them to take away from the exploration?
I would love for it to be like a fire starter for us. Like, I think the fracking process and just the general mining of fossil fuels in real life is quite frightening. And I think we all can realise the actual impact this is having on the earth. And I really want it to be like, wow, like, yeah, what am I doing? Like, I do ask the question of what are you doing in relation to this? And I genuinely want to know, like, what are we doing? How are we fighting this? And how are, like, what steps are we going to make in the books of history right now? What are we going to do to change this? Because, like, we need to be supporting our young kids that are striving for climate change. We need to be supporting Seed Mob, our Indigenous youth for climate justice, who are out there fighting on the front lines against these corporations. It's like, even if we just support them, you know, you can donate to Seed Mob, you can support your local, like, school kids that are striking. Going out there, even if you can't make it to the front line, supporting the people who are out there already doing the hard yards to fight against this. And I think also just actively starting to change our own mindsets within the way that we exist in the world, because we are about to hit a massive climate crisis and we are about to have irreversible changes. So what if we all just started to make those little changes in our own lives? We'll see the bigger picture in very, very soon.
I couldn't agree more. So it's all a bit of a call to arms, yeah, as much as entertainment.
Yeah, totally.
All right, well, thank you so much for joining me on the show this morning. It sounds like an amazing, amazing show.
Thank you.